Did you ever have those feelings, and you know, how do you overcome that stuff?
I wouldn't say I ever felt that way. I try not to get too caught up in it. Not really. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I've never had that feeling. You know, I feel like I'm going to come out and do the best of my abilities every play. I don't want something like that to affect it. You know, the lights being too big or having more people at a game. I just want to be the best teammate that I can on every play. So I think that's something that I'm more concerned about.
Yeah. Can you talk about the difference between high school and college when you're getting 25, 30 carries a game? And here, where Bill comes up with a new game plan every week, you don't, you know, might not know how many times you're getting the ball and in what role.
That's not something that you can really be concerned about. More so, it's just being ready for every play, and whenever your opportunity may come, it may come. But I just try to stay prepared all the time.
Are you fired up about anything?
Oh, I'm excited about the game. Yeah. But, do I get fired up about anything, like mad or? Yeah, but I mean, I'm not gonna let things affect me too much.
I was talking to Don Davis, your chaplain. He said you get fired up about Christ. Tell me about your faith.
You know, that's the number one thing in my life. Without my relationship with Christ, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today.
How do you use this platform that you've given to give Him glory?
Well, I mean, like you said, you have to give Him glory. I mean, this is a dream of mine, and I'm very thankful for it. So, and I know where it comes from.
You know, a lot of people will be watching this on TBN. What would you tell them, you know, who may be going through some adversity? I serve as a chaplain with the coach, and we've gone through some adversity, and I'm sure you've had some adversity in your life. We don't always have Super Bowl experiences. But what would you tell someone who may be going through adversity, how your faith has helped you, you know, get through it?
I think having my faith, number one, is how you get through any type of adversity, and I try not to let the outside stuff like that affect me, because, you know, when it's all said and done, God has a plan for my life, and, you know, I'm here to live it, and you know, He has a plan, and whenever I try to make my plans, it doesn't work out that way. So I'm gonna live my life, and I know God has a hand in it.
What specifically can you give me an example of what specifically meaning for you? They kind of help you get through something.
I don't think there's an exact specific time. I think it's just everyday life.
Right.
And that's just living my life every single day. I think it's always affected by it.
Amen. Yeah,